This is the Real BS Show. Today, I got a request for the first song.
Yeah.
This is in memory of Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
If that makes any sense.
Yes.
Yeah. It just, this song reminded me of Memorial Day.
Right.
You know, you go to your parents' gravesite and ain't nobody been there, you know, forever.
Right.
Thinking, well, if I don't go there, nobody will go there. Kind of weird, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's Memorial Day, but it's also kind of depressing.
That's true.
Plus all the crazy stuff that's going on. Holy cow! We're gonna create some more memories. That's for sure.
That's sure.
Not very pleasant either. But if I do a couple songs in the beginning, then you can take over and serenade everybody.
Serenade. How's that sound? Things, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, in memory of Memorial Day. Oh, wait a minute. We got to tell everybody about why the gas prices are so high. And
baby formula.
What happened to all the baby formula?
Yeah, that'll be at the end.
Yeah, let's put that at the end. We'll put everybody to sleep first and then...
Yeah.
And then...
kind of make them a little relaxed.
Yeah, calm them down a little bit before they get riled up.
With the news, yeah.
Okay, well, that should cover our whole base. So at the end of the show, we'll tell you why the prices of gas are so high and why you can't find your baby formula.
Yeah.
All right? You ever drink that stuff?
No.
Me neither.
My mother, you know, didn't do that, no.
So. I don't know what happened with me, but...
You're here.
You know, I mean, what did they do in the old days when they didn't have baby formula?
Evaporated milk, water.
Oh, they made their own?
And Kira syrup, yeah.
Huh. Why'd they do that now?
I don't know.
Huh. It's got to be a way around it. They, big corporations can't have all the fun. Jeez.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so anyways, that's the name of this test. That's the name of this show, so let's do it to them.
Take it away.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe. Yesterday, suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something's wrong. How I long for yesterday. Oh, yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she say. I said something's wrong. How I long for yesterday. Oh, yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. yesterday. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
The Real BS Show. I want to play a couple more oldies, some oldies ones.
Yeah, there we go.
Put me to sleep. If I doze off, you just take over, okay?
Do you hear Bill snoring over there?
Just, you can dock my pay, you know, for napping on the job.
This next one, I think we played this before on another show. Back when...
Probably on my birthday.
Or somebody else's birthday. I don't remember. It's hard to remember when we did this show.
No, that's too long ago. My birthday was way
that was
too
six,
long
that
ago.
Was. It was 6 years ago. I never... it was... I think Dave and I, we did a show for your birthday.
Eight years ago.
Yeah, eight. Oh, my gosh. It was 8 years ago. Holy cow. Yeah,
a long time.
That's crazy.
I can't even remember back that far.
Ha!
So my memory's shot. Is there a pill they can take for memory?
They're saying that actually caffeine does help with memory.
Is that in Coca-Cola?
Yeah, it's in Coca-Cola.
Oh, well, I should be all right.
You zippy doo dah.
Yeah. As long as it's cold.
Right.
It's ice cubes. Okay. Let's hear it.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending of wine? If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Show. How about another oldie smoldie? That was recorded very well.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you call that? Remastered?
Yeah, I guess they go through and remaster it again. They take the masters of each track and really fix it up.
Yeah, that's what we do to distance band.
Watch, yeah. It's fun.
All right, well, let's try another oldie smoldie off the same album. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
When it gets dark, I tow your heart away. officer's shoulder, made her look a little like a military man.
BS show coming at you. Gonna play another song that kind of is the way I feel. Once you're 64, then you turn into this.
Yeah, after 64, right?
After, yeah, once you're 64, you don't have to look behind you before you're back up.
Right.
That's a new state law.
Right.
See if we can get Jake Banta to vote for that.
There you go.
When he gets elected. Okay, well, this kind of sums it up for the way I feel, anyways, especially in all this heat.
Ooh. Yeah, the heat's exhausting.
And it just kills you. Okay, let's try it.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen, you don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. Making all his nowhere plans.
that's me. That's the way I feel sometimes. What's it all for? You know, you keep chugging away, and you look back and you say, "What the heck am I doing?" But once you get up there, like I am, then you need a little help.
Well, help from your friends, right?
If you got any friends, yeah. First, you got to have friends. So,
you know, that's kind of interesting. You know, there's different stages people go through. Like when you first have kids, your other friends that don't have kids don't want to hang around because you have kids. So kind of you break away from each other. But you go through all these different stages in life, and then when you get older, it's really kind of like you have to kind of rely on the
back
friends
where you started.
Yeah. You got to rely on your friends. You know, you do have.
Well, yeah, if you got any. But
that's right.
I don't know. I don't think I have any.
Oh, I'm your friend.
I got a couple, yeah.
I'm your friend.
Yeah. So this is my last request, and then you take over, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help from my friend.
Okay, Seth, it's your turn.
The Real BS Show.
Because I ran out of, I brought a couple records, that's it, I'm done.
The tunes. So, you know, there's a lot of new music out there. You know me, I like finding new music. But there's a few bands I've never, I don't think we've ever played on the radio or on our podcast. But Greta Van Fleet is an amazing band. We got three of those songs.
Yeah,
we just play
heard of them.
Play them right in a row after each other. And I'm curious if you got any vibes at all when you listen to this group, if you recognize anything from the classic rock days.
Sounds like Friction.
Yeah, there you go. Amazing band. So I just thought, why not throw them in there?
All right, you the boss. I ran out of tunes, so.
There you go.
You got it from here on out.
Sounds good.
That didn't wake you up. I don't know. It woke me up.
You gotta sometimes liven up the place, you know, just get it.
Yeah, right. As old folks start dozing off, you know. And once you're 64, that happens a lot.
Oh, yeah. Especially the neighborhood kids, right?
Yeah. well, you brought some more stuff, right?
Yeah, I brought some.
Who'd that last batch remind you of?
For me, it sounded like Robert Plant and Led Zeppelin, you know, like definitely to a T, but they're not mimicking 100% or one-to-one, but it's there. You can tell the influence is there.
Maybe they had the same mixer.
Oh, sure.
Same guy mixing the producer or whatever.
I look at all the bands like Beatles and Led Zeppelin and think about all the talent, and we don't respect maybe what innovation they gave to the younger generations. We kind of take it for granted. But if you go back to when the Beatles and like Led Zeppelin were around, they innovated. They were like the big innovators, and
they didn't sound like Elvis. They sounded like themselves.
Right, right. And yeah. I think that's something anyone can appreciate, especially the Beatles. You know, when they take their turn from going from pop to psychedelic, that was a big change. You know, they got tired of the screaming girls and decided to go on a safari. You know,
yeah.
And on top of that, to say is, you think about it, they put out 13 albums in 8 years.
Yeah, that's a lot of music.
And it's not, none of it's like, let's say, boring. There's some boring songs, I'm sure.
I remember when I got my first Beatle record or whatever, my dad saying, them guys will be history in a month.
Yeah.
You know, get yourself some good Frank Sinatra or something.
Right, right.
History in a month, huh? I don't know.
I think, you know, for me, Paul McCartney was the big driver. Yeah, John Lennon wrote a lot of music, but he was kind of, you know, temperamental. Whereas Paul McCartney...
Well, together as a team, they were really, really good. Yeah. Separate, they were not as good.
No. And people make fun of Ringo Starr, but Ringo Starr always kept time. That was what he was known for. He kept time down to the beat, right to the... Never had to use a, you know...
Well, he did that Yellow Submarine, and that killed it for me.
Yeah, they should never let him sing.
I'll agree with that one.
All right, it's your show.
Well, other half, yeah. I got Willie McGee, and this is kind of like Americana. I'm not even sure what to put it in. It's one of those ones
Jeannie
where...
Jeannie C. Reilly or something?
What's that?
Is that by Jeannie C. Reilly?
No.
And Willie McGee?
Yeah, I'm not sure. This guy's name, Willie McGee. He's kind of an unknown. I found him, and like recently, in the last few days...
He got 400 views on his...
4,000 views on YouTube videos. I mean, he's not well known, but he's really good. I thought he was well put together, well mixed.
We'll see about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and lay it on us.
Driving down the road, trying to pick a good song. It all starts to sound the same, you listen too long. I got no serotonin from the party last night. And I see at the winning make me feel alright. But the real question is, does it sound good? Biting to the bone, trying to get something to eat. It all starts to taste the same. Stop, I'm gonna chow down everybody until my taste buds pop. But the real question is, does it taste Are you depressed? And
Show. This next guy, I'm going to tell you, is kind of interesting to me. He's maybe a little bit slower paced for some people, but I'm going to tell you what, you if you miss the 50s, there's a lot of artists out there that are bringing back the 50s, but they're doing it with modern equipment.
Huh.
You know? So there's a lot of talent out there. I think that this needs to be shown. This guy here has a nice song. I kind of like shown it, you know, let a lot of people listen to it a little bit here and there, and a lot of people that grew up in the 50s and were raised on that music appreciated the song, so I thought I'd share it here, you know.
Why not?
We're kind of like we went to,
so it's going to put me to sleep
maybe.
The 50s, I'm real close right now.
The 50s did that a lot to people, so
yeah, that's when they invented nuclear weapons too. they fine-tuned their nuclear weapons in the 50s.
We've all went downhill since. Well, but Alex Jones used to say is the frogs are something. All right, well, here it goes.
Georgia, ride me up and all the I'm
The Real BS Show.
Oh, time to wake up.
Yeah, wake up, wake up. So, talking about waking up.
Hey, you know, I've been looking and looking for baby formula. I just can't find any.
I know.
What am I going to do?
Well, we'll see whose problem
it is. Do I have to go down to the border and see if I can get the Border Patrol to give me some?
You can't. You know, the FDA won't approve.
Yeah, but they got it down there for the babies coming across the border.
Well, there's all this baby formula everywhere else in the world, but none here for some reason. We could dig into that. There's a guy that talks about that.
So. Well, why don't you enlighten us?
Yeah, sounds good.
That's good. I don't know anything, so.
Right.
Fear and frustration as families struggle to feed their hungry babies.
Why is there a formula shortage? It's not COVID shipping delays. Capitalism works. Other supermarket shelves are filled. Plus, other countries have no shortage. Here are shelves in Mexico, Sweden, France.
The problem, as usual, is really the law itself.
Trade specialist Scott Linsicum calls this a government-caused shortage. You won't hear that from most media. They cover the business that announced a problem.
Abbott Nutrition has issued a voluntary recall for powdered baby formula.
We are here because a company was not able to guarantee that its plant was safe, and that plant has shut down.
But normally, one factory closure doesn't cause massive shortages.
In a free market, you would expect to be able to fill in the gaps left by Abbott.
But America's baby formula market is not a free market.
The dairy industry gives millions to politicians.
The dairy industry in the United States has a really long history of lobbying the government and achieving protection.
That's why it's so hard to bring foreign formula here. Dairy industry lobbyists got Congress to slap fat tariffs on formula from overseas. There was a gray market where people were getting around these rules.
American parents enlisted third-party sellers to obtain European infant formula.
Boxes of formula arrived, but customs wouldn't let American parents have it.
Customs, at the FDA's direction, has been seizing European baby formula shipments at the border, much like a drug seizure.
They even brag about it.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection seized nearly $162,000 worth of mislabeled baby formula.
Customs then destroys the formula. Some are banned even if the ingredients are just listed in the wrong order.
If you have the wrong scooper, banned. If you don't list a certain ingredient that the FDA demands, you're banned. Even if a third-party retailer provides you with the English translation, it's banned.
I would think the government now would suspend those rules.
Certainly should, but
got milk.
The dairy industry lobbied very hard for these rules that have provided them essentially a captive market. They're not going to give that up easily.
So what's our government doing now? Sending military planes to pick up formula in Germany. Operation Fly Formula, the administration calls it. But they pick up only the few bottles made in FDA-approved facilities. And then they waste time inspecting it on arrival. They say they just want to make sure the formula is safe.
I think a legitimate concern if it were infant formula coming from perhaps China. But the fact is that the largest producer and exporter of infant formula is in Europe.
Maybe the European product isn't as safe.
It is safe. It's safe for European babies. It's exported all over the world. What we really need is a regime that simply says, if it's approved abroad, it's approved here. Parents should be able to decide for themselves.
So why don't we have that?
The FDA is extremely jealous of its regulatory authority. If they haven't approved it, it's banned.
Recently, the FDA said, we'll make a rare exception for one British company. But what took so long?
We always want to be as fast as we can possibly be while also being diligent.
The commissioner even sounds sleepy.
We have to get this right.
Finally, one other big government-created reason for the shortage.
Unfortunately, we don't really have a diverse supplier base in the United States because of years and years of U.S. government intervention in the domestic baby formula market via a program called WIC.
No more checks. Using WIC is easier than ever.
WIC, a food stamp-like program for women, infants, and children, has grown so much It now buys half the baby formula in America.
If your baby needs formula, we will help keep her fed.
Abbott Laboratories grabbed most of that market by offering the government the lowest price. But that made the shortage worse when...
Abbott Laboratories issued a recall for its baby formula.
It's going to take weeks for Abbott to get manufacturing up and running again because they're going to need FDA clearance to do so. The time for fixing all of this was months before the crisis hit, because now that we have a highly concentrated domestic market, now that we have a tariff and regulatory wall around the country, you simply can't snap your fingers and expect supply to materialize overnight.
We have to move with caution as well as speed.
So much of what government does seems to be trying to fix things government messed up in the first place.
Very much so. And that's one of the most frustrating things we're seeing.
Especially with the media and politicians saying...
The real problem, as usual, is corporate power run amok.
Corporate greed, there might be a need for indictment.
The usual suspects are blaming capitalism and blaming greedy corporations. And it's clearly government policy that's causing the biggest problems.
The real BS show.
Yeah, speaking of BS, how come the friggin' gas prices are so high?
Oh, that's a complicated...
I got diesel fuel yesterday, $6.50 a gallon, and I got non-ethanol gas, $5.50 a gallon.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And that just happened in the last couple of days. It went up another 20 cents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you must have some kind of information on why that's happening.
I think...
Those corporate idiots are greedy.
I don't think it's the corporate idiots. not in this sense.
It's probably Russia's fault. It's all Russia's fault.
Not the Russians' fault. What we have to say is, it's more of a complicated matter, And I think maybe we let Strossel take it on.
Let Strossel tell us?
Strossel's, yeah.
Okay. I'm game.
Record-breaking prices at the pump.
People are stunned by today's gas prices.
Oh, my God.
Why did gas get so expensive?
The reason for that is because of Putin's war.
The trouble with blaming Putin's war is that most of the price rise came before Ukraine was attacked. So some politicians blame price gouging and corporate greed.
Rising gas prices smacks of price gouging.
Excess profit.
Well, they just raise the price to make more money.
Well, if big oil could raise prices anytime they wanted and get away with it, then why were they so cheap in 2020, 2019, 2018?
Ben Lieberman of the Competitive Enterprise Institute rightly points out that companies are always greedy. The greed didn't just start now. Prices change because of supply and demand. During COVID, with fewer people driving, the price of oil dropped. So oil drillers did less drilling. Now people are driving again, but it takes time for the producers to adjust.
The truth is, it takes months, not days, for companies to increase production.
The president gets that, but he ignores how his policies reduce production. He just canceled a long-planned sale of offshore oil rights. Before that, Biden stopped drilling in the Arctic.
No more drilling on federal lands, period, 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 period.
Why stop drilling?
I'm refusing to sell out the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve to oil and gas companies.
But drilling has long been done without selling out nature. It leaves only a tiny footprint on massive land areas.
We typically put multiple wells on a single pad, reaching in different directions deep underground to minimize disturbance to the surface.
Drilling in Anwar would have used less than 0.1% of the land. The real reason Biden cracked down on drilling is because his supporters want less oil produced, claiming that'll slow climate change.
Shut him down!
Now activists want Biden to kill what they call the Black Snake Pipeline, which would bring oil from Canada to Wisconsin. They've already delayed it 5 years. They delayed the Keystone Pipeline 16 years until Biden killed it altogether. Since Keystone alone cost pipeline companies $15 billion, who would ever try it again?
But it sends a strong signal that others shouldn't even bother because they'll run up against a buzzsaw.
It's so counterproductive. Killing pipelines doesn't even help the environment. Oil still gets shipped, but by more polluting methods. Trucks, trains, barges, all of which increase the risk of spills.
9,000
1,000 gallons of fuel ended up on the highway after this tanker truck crashed.
One final example of our stupid energy politics. Last fall, this grandstanding California congressman scolded oil executives.
Are you embarrassed as an American company that your production is going up?
They produce too much oil, he said.
Would you commit to reducing production of oil?
We're committing to lowering our emissions.
No, are you committed to lowering the production?
We're going to lower emissions, which is the source.
Okay, I'll take that as a no.
Absurdly, now that gas prices are up, the congressman goes on TV to say they should produce more oil.
And they're still not increasing the production.
We asked Khanna for an interview. He declined.
They aren't increasing production.
It's amazing what $4 a gallon gasoline in an election year will do to cause some people to change their minds.
Still, the protesters aren't totally crazy. We have to protect the earth, and sometimes the market isn't the best director.
There is pollution, and there is a reason to want to address it at times, but we have to be realistic about the fact that these threats are repeatedly exaggerated.
In the public debate, you're losing. They're winning.
At $4 a gallon gasoline, I think we're seeing a rethinking of the climate agenda.
Too many families are struggling to keep up with their bills.
Biden shifted focus at his State of the Union.
I get it. That's why my top priority is getting prices under control.
They're having to respond because gasoline prices are very unpopular and it's an election year. But in truth, they want to force people away from fossil fuels. It's a very painful process, but that's what they really want.
Climate change poses an existential threat to our lives.
The Biden administration either has to choose between affordable energy or the climate agenda. It can't do both.
The Real BS Show. Can do both.
Yeah.
We can do both.
We can do both too, yeah.
Well, that's enough whining on our part.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll say goodnight and good afternoon, and we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah.
The Real BS Show, sponsored by BillsFirewood.com. You got to watch out. He's going to raise his prices.
But that wood firewood's so darn good.
Hey, at my age, there ain't nothing like a good old wood fire.
Yeah, there you go.
Warm your bones.
Even in the summer, it's like 90 degrees out. Yeah. Get that fire started.
Have a fire outside.
Burn that wood. I say you could have campfires. You could
cook some hot dogs.
Cook some wieners,
Yeah. Nothing like a good old American hot dog. Do they make them in China?
No.
No?
Okay. They may do, maybe, but you know.
But they don't ship them over here for us to eat, do they?
You can get the Smith's hot dogs. You like those?
No,
I don't think so. It's Erie-made hot dogs, yeah.
Smith, that doesn't sound good.
No.
Sounds like a dairy or something.
No, it does.
All right, enough of that.
Is that why they say he has sausage fingers? Because he's a dairy farmer?
You lost me on that one.
Yeah, they're milking the cows, they have sausage fingers.
Oh.
You know? Okay, never mind.
You got machines that do that.
Yeah, I know they do.
Took all the fun out of it.
Ask your local dairy farmer. Wait, there isn't any more around here.
Yeah, right. Ask your local dairy machine.
Right.
All right, folks, I will see you all next week at same channel, same time, same whatever. Okay?
All right, sounds good.
See ya.